Welcome, everyone, back to another White Belt Wednesday. Today, we are tackling the common foe we all face, feeling discouraged when your BJJ game isn't firing on all cylinders. We've all been there, right? Stuck under a training partner who feels like a human mountain, triangles failing more times than they work, and that nagging feeling you're constantly lagging behind. But before you let that frustration take hold of you, let's talk about giving yourself some much-needed grace. Jiu-jitsu is a journey, folks, and there will be bumps along the way. So grab your favorite post-training beverage, settle in. Let's explore how to be kind to yourself when things get tough on the mats. Real quick, this episode is brought to you by our Patreon and YouTube members. Thank you guys so much for committing $5 a month for exclusive and early content, and you get priority Q&A. And you will get secret live streams. And also, you have the opportunity to get your roles reviewed by myself and a past guest or one of my high-level friends that can tell you what you're doing wrong, what your goals are, and where you should be focusing. Also, you are directly supporting the podcast and allowing me to keep improving and keeping my editor, Dan. So thank you guys so much to my patrons and to the YouTube memberships. If you guys want to join for $5 a month, link is down below. Thank you so much. Back to the show.
Peace.
The struggle is real, and it is okay. You have an inner critic and an inner supportive coach. We all have that voice in our head, the one that whispers, or maybe sometimes yells at you, doubts that you have. You might hear, "You're so clumsy," or the ever-present, "Everyone else is getting it, why can't you?" I get that all the time, have an ADHD, trust me. Here's the key takeaway. That voice is not helpful. Imagine if your instructor were to walk over to you in the middle of technique and say anything to you in that way. You probably see them getting fired for being discouraging. Instead, let's cultivate an inner supportive coach. When you get tapped, acknowledge it. Ask yourself the constructive questions like, what can I do to learn from this? Did I make a positional mistake, or did I miss an opportunity to escape or reverse the position, or something like that? Remind yourself, this is all part of the process. Everyone gets tapped. Even the best, even Hodger Gracie, the legend himself, has been submitted. Not in competition, but in the training rooms, all right? Plateaus and setbacks are all normal. We all hear the old saying, BJJ is a marathon and not a sprint. There will be times you feel like you're leveling up every single round, and times you feel like you're stuck in the mud every single practice. Plateaus can be frustrating, but they're a normal part of the learning process. It might mean you need to switch up your training, or maybe focus on a weakness that you identified in your guard retention or passing your guard. My guard passing sucks right now, and it's something I really need to focus on, and I'm in a plateau on it. You could also experiment with different drilling methods or solo drills or positional sparring with one of your favorite drilling partners, right? Your accountability partner. Who remembers the accountability partner? Remember, even the most talented grapplers have weaknesses they're constantly working on. Even Gordon Ryan has weaknesses. Let's talk about the power of shifting your perspective, though. Think of your journey in progress and not perfection. Remember that one blue belt when you first started you thought was a freaking wizard because they pulled a Kimura trap and on everything you did? Now when you roll with them, I bet you see a little bit of holes in their game. That's because you're constantly learning and you're constantly growing. Celebrate those small victories. I say this all the time. Finally nailing the armbar that you've been drilling for weeks, escaping from mount that you used to be stuck under forever, not tapping to a neon belly that felt like your soul was getting crushed to the mat. They're all stepping stones that ultimately lead to your BJJ goals. Maybe keep a small notebook for after class that you can write down the things that you did that were small victories. You know, think about that. Theodore Roosevelt famously once said, "Comparison is the thief of joy," right? And today it's so easy to have that happen. Social media is like a cutting or a double-edged sword. It's a fantastic resource for learning new techniques, but it can be a highlight reel for some of the biggest superstars pulling off some of the craziest moves that leave you feeling absolutely discouraged when you step on the mat. But don't get caught in the comparison trap. Everyone learns at their own pace. Me having ADHD, sometimes it takes me a lot longer to get a technique down than others. but focus on your journey, your goals, and how far you have come. Maybe you started jiu-jitsu with zero experiences in 6 months ago, and now you are confidently tap out training partners with basic submissions. That is an incredible superpower and progress that you've made. You know, remember to show yourself some kindness because you deserve it every time you step on the mats. Self-comparison is essential. Remember who you were the first time you walked into the academy. Always say, I would destroy day one Travis if he were to roll with me on the mats right now. And that is progress you cannot overlook. Beating yourself up after a tough training session isn't going to make you a better grappler, so it's absolutely pointless to do it. Hold yourself accountable for wanting to be better, but don't make it to the point to where you don't train. Instead, treat yourself with some kindness. You'd show a friend who was feeling the same exact way. Take a hot bath, you know, maybe some Epsom salt, stretch it out thoroughly, do something relaxing that might help you unwind. Maybe watch, I don't know, an instructional video or for some inspiration, or you could watch Jordan Teaches Jiu-Jitsu Theory Course or Wrestling Course. You can get $25 off with the code ELBOWSTIGHT at checkout with the link down below. Celebrate the journey, not just the destination. Jiu-jitsu isn't just about winning competitions or becoming black belts for a lot of us. Some people, that is their goal, right? But for a lot of us, that's not. It's about physical and the mental challenge, the camaraderie that you build with the training partners, and the problem-solving skills you develop. And finally, the sense of accomplishment when you learn one of those new skills. Remember to enjoy the progress, celebrate the small wins, and show yourself some grace along the way. And for a bonus tip, talk it out. Bottling it up doesn't help at all. Talk to a training partner, your instructor, or even a friend who understands the jiu-jitsu journey, all right? So next time you are feeling down on the mats, remember, you're not alone. We have all been there. Be kind to yourself, learn from your mistakes, and keep showing up constantly. Let me know if you guys still struggle with giving yourself some grace too, all right? Thank you guys so much for listening and watching at home. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll catch you later. Peace.